Shannon Sutton and Rebecca Harvey at home on Iowa Drive in Valdosta, Georgia. Okay, so we all grew up in Jakin together. I was wondering if y'all could help me out, tell me some of your childhood memories of Jakin. I remember Miss Daisy's store.
That's one of my main memories. I remember going in to get a drink with the little Coke in the bottle, and she'd always give us those half dollar pieces.
I don't remember that.
She'd always give us candy, too, when we went in there, like bubble gum, or
she'd give you something, always.
I remember she always gave me Juicy Fruit, and it had the ice cream thing in the front that you could slide up and get orange push-ups out of. Do you remember all those things she had on the wall in there?
Remember all the old-fashioned advertisements on the metal plate, like the Coca-Cola and the cigarettes. I can't remember them in particular. It's like Dr. Pepper. They were all in the front, weren't they? On the front of the store.
She had that old kerosene heater to heat that old building. And you could stand right by it in your legs, be burning the front of you freezing.
I just remember it always being dark in there. Mm-hmm. But there were always people in there, too.
Yeah.
She
didn't miss
Lucille.
Yeah. Every time I went in there, Miss Lucille was sitting back there, and they were talking. They got that little chair in there.
I just remember Miss Lucille being on the front porch, always, on that bin shop front.
He had that. Didn't he have an old green car? It was always parked out front. Yeah. I had never been in the back of the store.
She had a little bathroom back there. And it was kind of like a miniature setup. They had like I think at one time they used to have seafood or meat or something back there.
My mother used to have live chickens.
Did it? Did her husband have a miniature shop back there?
I don't know. They had scales. They had those big meat scales.
Yeah, they did.
I remember that. Being back there, but I didn't ever go in the back part. Like it wasn't open or something like that. I don't remember.
What was the building beside Miss Daisy's store, the yellow one that was there? What was it arranged?
Yellow or peach color?
Yeah.
It was where those people, the
glasses had that.
They had a store and then they made it into like a video room.
Well,
I don't remember
the gas station.
Because
I remember the gas things right behind it.
Yeah. I just can't remember what it was.
I don't remember them having video games in there.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because you'd walk by and the doors were always open and you could. Did they have a full time?
Mom and Dad didn't want to go in there because it was bad. Bad
choice. Well, you know, they busted it.
Yeah.
Or did they?
Later on. Prostitution.
What?
Yeah, Lord. Yes.
Get out.
Yes.
The big pig.
Let's don't tell that.
The skating rink got us being a pretty bad place to be, too.
It did. I didn't know that.
Well, I can't remember. Well, you know, my brother was in the road to cry over here. I can remember him saying, it had gotten to the point where when she was open on the weekend nights or whatever, like on Friday night or whatever, that people, like high schoolers, would come out there and park outside and smoke and drink and whatever out there in front. And he said, one night, Miss Bellman came out there with a gun and chased them all home.
I remember ever going up to the skating rink at night, though. I always went during the daytime. I remember going, but now I was little.
Yeah, I don't know if I went at night either. I remember going like the birthday parties or something.
I remember the Jerry Lewis skate-a-thon. I remember being in that. Do y'all remember that?
The only time I remember skating there was birthday camp.
I forgot about day camp.
We'd go out to Miss Virginia's cabin, and we made Sarah would teach us art things, and we'd have different, like that dried corn and dried peas, and we'd make all kinds of stuff with it.
There used to be a lot of people in day camp.
Yeah. There were. That was
big. I don't know where all those children
were. I remember Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
Did y'all have to go to Vacation Bible School? Y'all didn't have to go, did you?
I went to the Baptist Vacation Bible
School. That's what I'm talking about. The first, because Miss Jeanette would call your house if you didn't go to Vacation Bible School.
Where is your child? Why is she not
in Vacation Bible School? No, I think I went a couple of nights and I just stuck up a little bit.
I don't know why I didn't like it so much. I can't remember.
Well, I didn't know anybody.
That's why I didn't like it. I mean, the only person I knew was Nick. I got separated from Nick. So.
You know any of those Baptists?
I didn't feel them.
Mm-hmm. But I do remember always having to go to that. And then, but I don't know why we stopped having day camp. Because that was a whole lot more fun than Vacation Bible School.
Because you get swimming.
Right. It was in the daytime. And Vacation Bible School was at night. Yeah, and it was inside. And it was like just a Sunday school class at night. That's all it was. But day camp was...
It was fun. Yeah. Everybody went before my time. I know everybody went to Howard's Mill.
I remember going to get Howard's Mill.
But then we would all go to Crystal Lake, too, at the end of the week, wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. At the end of day camp.
Do we get down to Kirkland's Creek ever?
I remember going swimming down there, but I don't know.
I've been swimming
there. I remember going down there too. I'm going wading.
Yeah. I think it was when we went, I think it was with Eddie or Claire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what happened to that. I think everybody that was involved was taking charge of it. Just, I don't know if it got tired.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all was in charge.
They can't be.
Yeah.
But I remember we used to have a lot of stuff at the church. We used to have Halloween carnivals. Do y'all remember that?
And hay rides.
We had that haunted house in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was our section. I forgot. And we always had the big Christmas parties. Mr. Jackson. He was such a good Santa Claus.
And when we got Carolyn down the street, which I know we still do that, don't we? Mm-hmm.
I can remember meeting at the log cabin once. Everybody riding back on the flatbed trailer.
Yeah, and we would just freeze to death.
I remember it being so cold.
And we would ride down those dirt roads past those old scary cemeteries, and those old battered ones down there. I don't even know how to get to them. Is that where it was?
Behind our house.
Yeah, there was some back there. There was some down from Midway Church. Mm-hmm. You turned up
that way.
Up that road. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember going to the Gimsby roller skate in the gym, and you had to watch not to go down that hole where the locker rooms used to be.
Yeah.
But do y'all remember going to the lunchroom?
Yeah.
When they had, because they would have big dinners and stuff at the lunchroom.
Church in town had some sort of maybe a day camp out there.
At the old lunchroom?
Yeah. That may be what I'm thinking about. Part of it. Yes, it had to be, because I remember that one I went to Jay Stout and Jeff Landy and
all them were there.
Oh, man.
And Jake
at the lunchroom.
Do y'all remember playing softball?
Mm-hmm. We would go back there behind them from the Stevie and them's house.
Oh, yeah. On the play. You know what I'm talking about, Rebecca? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Played softball. And there were always a lot of people out there.
There were a lot of kids.
It seems like the community had a lot more things, like joint things.
I think everybody knew everybody, just like their grandchildren and their children, and they all still live there.
I don't know anybody.
But I remember all of this happening. I want to say, I know it was before I was in eighth grade. And then during those years, and I don't know what years the stores all closed, but there just wasn't anything. When I was a little girl, I remember everything being open, and then at one point there was nothing.
Yeah. Service station across from the Stacey's was open a couple of different times. People are trying to get in.
That was Ben Fuller's father's store. I can't remember what his name is now. What did y'all think about the centennial?
It was high. It was great to see that many people who had had some sort of contact with Jake and our affiliation. Yeah. That lived there or went there summers and stayed there.
It was nice to see, I think, some people kind of in a good way to be there too. Yeah. I think especially the library was a big part of it. Historical part of it. You're right, considering some of the history of Jake and things that have happened. I think that was a big event to bring everybody back together a little bit, the way things used to be. It might have some kind of... I know with the building of the pavilion and everything, that was nice.
It was good to see that people cared, that, you know, that it was important that they try and improve downtown.
So what now? Because that was 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And like y'all just said, there were a lot of people that turned out for that.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on Jake and now, or Jake and future?
Especially the last few years, even a little bit before this continued, it makes me sad to see how really there's a community, but nothing like we had when we were younger, or what we heard about, like from our aunts and uncles and mothers and fathers. I mean, just listen to my Aunt Virginia talk. She can remember, you know, people sat out on the porches and people could talk. I mean, everybody knew each other. It was nice to know everybody. And you had, you know, people you could call, community them. It's just kind of sad to see that, that people aren't getting out and getting to know each other and taking care of the community, keeping them.
What do you think, Shannon?
Well, like, people are either moving away or they're people just keep to themselves so much, I guess. I don't know if it's just the way most people are nowadays. They don't take time to get to know people and spend time with other people. But the library is still, I mean, they've got computers now.
Well, and I mean, I feel the same way that y'all do too. Because I care about what happens to the town. But right now, I don't think I could move back and help, which makes me feel bad about criticizing. I mean, I know what it is for me, but y'all tell me why you're not there.
Well, I mean, Margaret's not very close to, well, one, to go to school, and two, to, you know, get away from home a little bit. I don't know, I didn't get far, but still get the idea of where it is to be away from home. The main thing. I've always had plans to go back, but
you couldn't get back right now.
But I think until you're really secure in, like, I mean, there are not too many jobs you can get back to have if you have to get it off of. I mean, I'm sure there's some, but there's just not that many opportunities.
was wrong. I was wrong to criticize what was going on because I'm not married and I couldn't do anything about it if I was going on kids.
No, but I mean,
yeah,
that's how I feel too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an observation. I shouldn't say criticism.
Oh, no, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about it. I was criticizing.
But I'm saying the same thing because I think, let me just openly criticize. Yeah. I just think that when I go home, I think, oh, there's so much they could do. They could do this, they could do that. And mm-hmm. Well, they say they don't know people. Well, they should just get a list of everybody that's in the 31761 zip code and find out who they are and mail them out a letter and mm-hmm. get on the bandwagon. And, you know, that's very easy for me to say over here in Valdosta because right now I wouldn't be willing to go home and do that. Mm-hmm. And but I don't know what it would take. You know, I wonder about what's, I feel like I'm glad that Jakin is not a suburb of Atlanta because mm-hmm. it would be completely erased. Mm-hmm. But I worry about what it's going to become.
Yeah. I just worry if something happens to Vaporville, like it just, I mean, there are just so many people that
I know
who live there that lost their livelihood.
I hope that that ever happens to them.
I mean, it would even hurt homeless if they all come home as well. And Cedar Springs. Especially in today's world where both, especially with married couples, how each partner has to work to support the family, and that creates a lot of stress on the family too, and it's hard to get motivated and to get out and do things because when you get home, you're tired, mm-hmm. and it's hard to get out and meet people who you just want to get home and sit down. That's one of the things that happened. I'm sure it's happened with, I mean, not just Jakin, but a lot of other communities too. I'm sure.
Y'all think of anything else? Any other comments about community? Mm-hmm. Or what you think about Jakin?
I love Jakin.
I just
think, I wish, I mean, I think it'd be nice to raise children.